Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 285 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 9th of August 2026. Hello? And here I am starting my third week in Scotland, and I have so many programmes this week, five, that I'm using them for the next two programmes. And before we go any further, I need to say some happy birthdays to Julie Crystal and Ecky Hodgson, who celebrate midweek, and Feda Brown a couple of days later. I hope you all have good times. We will get underway today with Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band, who I've already danced to twice this holiday, and I'll see him again twice more this week. The dance is Jim's Haberdashery, an 8x40 jig devised in 1990 by Alan McPherson for Jimmy Taylor of Stirling Branch, who had instigated the society's shop when he was finance convener, and which became affectionately known as Jim's Haberdashery. The dance was unpublished until Stirling was celebrating the 700th anniversary of the Battle of Bannockburn, and the branch published the book Bannockburn 700. When the branch celebrated its 90th anniversary in 2017, Nicol and his band recorded the CD. Barron Band played The Bugle Call by Felix Byrne, Keswick Lodge Two-Step by Nickel, Willie and Bertha's Two-Step by Andrew Houston, and the Oliberry Two-Step by Bert Shortek. Our first Rathbay today is The Three Couple Broadway by Chris Ronald. Now, I know this is one of those Marmite dances because of the recording, but on the radio you don't have to imagine fitting the dance to the music if you don't want to. Just enjoy some Broadway tunes. Anderson Scottish Dance Band recorded Broadway on the Sunday Class Dance Book 2 CD in 2016, and the tunes were Give My Regards to Broadway by George Cohen, Singing in the Rain by Nacio Herb Groen, and Any Dream Will Do by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. Our next dance is an 8x40 bar reel, which started life as a jig and was devised by Jeff Middleton in memory of Flight Sergeant Peter Brown, the last surviving Lancaster crew member, who died in December 2022, aged 96. This recording for Flight of the Lancaster was made by Ewan Galloway for his Dances of Valor CD in 2025, commemorating the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. Thank you. played the Dambusters March by Eric Coates, March Past of the RAF, and The Army, the Navy and the Air Force by Edward Teschenacker and Herman Zarewski for the dance Flight of the Lancaster. Next jig was devised by Gillian Jennings for her husband Mick, and George Meikle wrote the original tune for The Grumpy Gentleman. Three couples in a four-couple set, ones and twos set and rotate, and ones face down. They dance left shoulder around the threes, and then dance half a right shoulder reel of three on the sides to face first corner positions. Half a reel of four on first diagonal, and half a reel on the second diagonal to all on opposite sides. Three couples set twice and half turn and twirl out to place. It's just before the twirl you get to look grumpy if you want to. George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded the CD for Birmingham Branch's 60th anniversary in 2006. by George Meikle, and then the Lothian Band played Ghastless Dream, the Jimmy Harris Jig by Angus Fitchett, and Granny Wade's Jig by Mo Rutherford. Back to the non-Scottish again for the next dance. Sorry to those who prefer their dance music more traditional. I think this is the last of these today. Supuk Ali Fragilistic was devised by Alison Austin in 2024 for Alison Nuttall's 70th birthday. And I have chosen a Jim Lindsay track for it, which fits well with the title, but isn't actually so easy to dance to, as the dance has quite a lot of four-bar phrases, and keeping them in time with the music isn't always that obvious. However, as I said before, this is radio, so enjoy the playing of Jim Lindsay and his band.
Thank you.
so long farewell, chitty chitty bang bang, lowly goat herd, supercalifragilistic, get me to the church on time, do re mi, the farmer and the cowman, and the rhythm of life. If you want that music, it is on Formation Foundation's Green CD, available from my shop. Now time for our 8x Strass Bay, and this week it is Gang the Same Gate by Milton Levy from RSCDS Book 36. This is a lovely dance with so many opportunities for eye contact. Alistair Hunter and the Lorne Scottish Dance Band made the original recording for the RSCDS in 1990 on both LP and cassette. Thank you. Mrs. Bunn played Mrs. Dale by Nathaniel Gow, Miss Ross by William Marshall, Lady Spencer Chichester, traditional, and Mary Carson by T. Sinclair Ray for Gang the Same Gate. Staying in the US, our next jig is a capital jig by Tina McKay, published by the RSCDS in 2009. The dance is quite simple once you have mastered set and rotate in the first eight bars, which finishes with twos and ones facing each other on the side for right shoulder reels of three. Then one set, turn three quarters right, and dance left hand across top and bottom. Ones repeat that from opposite sides and finish in second place ready to start again. This recording is by Luke Brady and his band on his album Take Your Partners 4, Volume 5. band played The Reunion by George Anderson, Full Marks to Bill Hendry by John Hubbard, Jig for Archie by Ian T. Muir, and Fraser Patello's Jig by Gordon Patello for a capital Jig. Now a reel by Anne Dick, which I am not familiar with, The Committee Meeting, which Anne devised in 2003. Despite living in the home counties, the committee of the Argyle Scottish Country Dance Group held their committee meeting on Arran in May 2003. George Meikle recorded the album to accompany Anne's book Real Friends 3. Thank you. band played The Sally Gardens, Trip to Windsor by Dan McDonald, Valmedi Lasses by Alistair Hunter, and Captain Peterson of Melbourne by Frank Jameson for The Committee Meeting. Dancing in Perthshire, something I've done a lot of this holiday, was published by the RSCDS in Book 54 last year and was devised by Janet MacDonald for all her new friends who welcomed her into Perthshire. It is a square set strathspey and scores 1 gillie in the new RSCDS difficulty ratings, so suitable for everyone. This recording is from Leonard Brown's new double CD, The A to Z of Scottish Dancing. Janet and John MacDonald by Mo Rutherford, and then three by Michael Phillips, Willie Johnston of Dunny Deer, Farewell to Longanet, and Emma Dixon of Dolphinton. from Scotland to Ireland for our last jig, the 3x40, a diamond for Belfast, by Marilyn Watson. Quite intense with everyone dancing except for four bars, where the threes only set and cast to get the progression to work. So, it's grand chain, all set, cross, set, and half turn, ready for an Allemande. Then the four bars for the threes to get to second place. All advance and retire, and circle round and back. Of course, Marian Anderson made the recording for Belfast Diamond Jubilee in 2006. Diamond for Belfast, and then played Compiler's Jig by Pipe Major Robert Matheson and Calliope House by David Richardson. We were finished with a John Drury classic from 1964, one of his early ones, and this equally classic recording of Andrew Rankin and his band from 1971, Rattock Banner. Enjoy the Black Bear, Vida, and happy birthday. Andrew Rankin and his band played Brattock Banner by George Eliot and Callum Kennedy, Highland Donald and the Black Bear. Hopefully you've all enjoyed my choices this week. We are playing out with The Dark Island. This version is by John Sampson and friends. Next Sunday will be my last day in Scotland, but we'll have plenty of dances from this week's programmes to enjoy, so do join me again. Bye!